Finish yawnings. All right. Evening. Westford. October the 25th, 1855. Will Eliza please accept this?
Circular lock of mahogany hair tied with a blue ribbon.
From her friend, Josephine. This lock of hair you've seen me wear, I now present it to your care. For you to keep, to remember me, though far from you I still may be. May your path be strewn with flowers, while here on earth you tread. There, may we meet in your bright bowers, where tears are never shed.
Pink envelope with a bell-shaped flap, a hand-painted sticker of a basket of fruit, with peach, pear, and two types of grape. On the recto, it is addressed to Mrs. Eliza Seathrop of Westford.
A lock of chocolate brown with a tinge of auburn is interwoven as 12 ringlets on a half circle and fastened to the page with a yellow silk ribbon. The following verse is written in blue ink.
May this lot given by me an emblem of our friendship be. As oft as these lines you peruse, say, will you think of me, and bring to mind those blissful hours when life's bright path seemed strewn with flowers.
The paper was folded into four sections, the top of which contains the lock of hair, and the bottom flap holds two paper cutouts, a woven heart with ridged humps, and a glove adorned with overlapping hearts of red and blue.
Miss Jane Niles to Miss Ruth Underhill. February 21st, 1848.